Bob Stack Show's Bob. What did you say? Captain Kirk. Mesker.
Hey, Smiles.
This Miles is serenading me with random audio bits from our past.
I thought this did more than that, but... Yeah, anyway.
What is it saying?
Enterprise, this is Kirk.
Oh, he's saying it really fast, though.
Yeah, I know.
Enterprise, this is Kirk. Enterprise, it sounds like he's saying, I thought. It's like a drunk Captain Kirk. Enterprise, this is Kirk. Enterprise, this is Kirk.
Well, that's all it says. I thought it might have the other guys on here, and I guess it doesn't. I don't know.
Oh, I hear it now. It's just really fun. There you go.
This thing lies, okay? Because it's talking about featuring the authentic voices of Captain Kirk, Spock, McCoy, Scotty, and Uhura.
Really?
Have you heard any of those other people?
No, I just heard, I heard a very drunk William Shatner, apparently.
The first 20 times I pressed this thing, have you heard anything else but William Shatner?
No. I wish I had my fart pen with me, though. Apparently, they don't want to talk to him.
I don't know, I guess. I don't know. Well, this is Miles with Static Radio, so hope you're enjoying the show so far.
Yeah, so far it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's taken off, pretty much.
Yeah, it's setting sail.
Yes. Welcome.
We are the Yacht Rock of the podcasting community. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. Sailing takes me away to where I always heard it could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
Did I mention this is Static Radio? This is Miles' title. Did I mention that earlier?
Yeah, you already said something about that.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the show. It's kind of a free flow.
Oh, wait a minute. Welcome to the machine. I've heard about a half hour of that tonight so far. You know, when people say I don't suffer from my art, they should hear the pre-show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm sitting here in my car by myself.
That's right. I'm sitting here by the cemetery.
I think I'll go through my glove compartment and tell you what's in it alphabetically.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's the half an hour I get to listen to, okay?
Yeah. True. Yeah. True. Well, I didn't say you didn't suffer.
Yeah.
I just said I'm suffering.
Painless
to
suffering.
Mm. Mm. So, I was traveling this week.
Yeah.
It was last week. And I happened to encounter your Latino doppelganger.
My Latino doppelganger. Nice.
Yes. Well, in a certain respect, he was.
Yeah.
He was not your Latino doppelganger in size.
Yeah.
Or age.
But in behavior.
But in behavior.
But in behavior. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So I was at this hotel.
Yeah.
And I was there with a coworker who happens to be a woman.
Oh.
And so we went out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
Had our dinner, came back, you know, go to bed and whatever. And I and the
together?
No.
Oh.
And so then the next morning she's telling me, she's like, there was this guy in the lobby with a dog. Okay. Had a little dog.
Yeah.
And he was hitting on her. And I'm like, really? She's like, yes. And so She's describing this person to me, telling me all about over breakfast.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, that's just, you know, bizarre. I'm sorry, you know, people are bothering you. Right?
I'll kick his ass.
No, I just, it's just not appropriate, you know what I mean? This person's, you know, just minding their own business. And then this guy, who's very persistent, apparently, was, you know, talking to her.
Yeah.
So
you can't talk to some tart in the hotel lobby, or
well, this is why it's your doppelganger.
Hey, man.
So, no, he was very. He was not. He didn't sound like Cheech. I only mentioned he was Latino because he was Latino. That's all.
Okay, that had nothing
to do with it. He didn't have any stereotypical Cheech Marin tone. He was sounding like a regular guy.
Hey, man.
No, he didn't sound like that. It's not Chico and the Man or anything.
Looking
Chico.
Good.
Chico.
Hey, Rosemary. That's, looking good.
That's right. No, looking good.
So what was he saying?
Well, he was just, he just says, telling her, he's like, I come from a big family. I like to talk to people. Yeah, you know, what are you doing? You know, how long are you here? Where are you going? You know, all the usual stuff.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, it gets to be problematic after you're kind of like given the brush and you just still linger.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, well, that's just bizarre. I'm sorry this happened to you. You're a very nice lady. You have a husband, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, this probably isn't what you wanted to be doing. So the next thing I know, we're at the hotel doing some work, and there's the guy with the dog. Talking to her again.
Hey, man, what's up?
No, hey, man. He's just like the guy.
Hey, nice chichas.
Yeah, hey, no. Chichas. He didn't even say anything in Spanish or anything. He just, you know. The only reason I know he was Latino and not just somebody with a good tan or something is because he told me.
Here comes the racist part. Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he didn't really.
Yeah, no, he's just saying. Yeah.
He didn't look totally like, you know, he didn't look. He was from, I think, Colombia.
Oh, well, that's probably, yeah. Then it's a cultural thing.
Right? Yeah, but he told me this. So
yeah.
Now he's talking to both of us. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, how terrible I was about the person I hadn't seen for 25 years.
Right, yeah. I mean, you're a total dick to him. I can't imagine what you are to some poor Latino man. You hate Latino people.
No, you don't. I have no opinion. No opinion whatsoever. So, okay. But the thing was, he's still hitting on her.
Well, then she should just say, hey, listen.
So, I feel bad, so she excuses herself, thankfully. And now he's stuck with me.
Did he think you were a woman?
No. I don't think he thought I was a woman.
Listen, I can tell you're the Duff, okay? The dumb, ugly, fat friend.
Yeah, that's right, I'm the Duff.
Why don't you get lost so I can make some time with...
So then, here's the worst part. This guy was somebody. He had a guy that was helping him.
Okay.
Like a butler. I swear.
Mr. Belding.
Yeah, well, honestly, I'm telling you.
He had a butler.
No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. He had a guy who was, this guy was talking, the Latino guy was talking to me, and his butler was like taking things out to the car.
Yeah.
And he walked by like three times with all this stuff going out to this car.
Oh, well, yeah, what's wrong with that? He's rich.
I'm saying he probably was very wealthy because he had this. Now, this guy didn't look like a butler.
Yeah.
This guy looked like a bouncer.
Oh, it was like a drug deal? What is this?
That's what I didn't understand. I was like, the guy who was helping him looked like he was a bodyguard.
Would he look like someone out of, like, Sons of Anarchy or something like that?
You mean the guy talking to me or the butler?
The butler.
This was a mean-ass butler.
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly who this guy looked like, if you can remember this character. He looked a lot like the police chief in the first Mad Max movie.
Ew, boy.
He had a bald head.
Yeah.
Very tough looking.
Yeah.
With a mustache.
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy?
I'd have to see it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, if you happen to see it, I can't remember the character's name, but I mean, he was a tough looking guy. You know what I mean?
This guy offered to buy you guys lunch or anything?
No lunch. So his tough butler is shuttling crap out to the car, so he sees that he's talking to me and my workmate. And then the workmate's gone. She's gone. And he's just talking to me, and he goes, "Hey, are you trying to pick him up, too?" And the guy just laughs. And I'm like, I laugh. I go, "I hope not." And I'm like, this guy looked so rough. I mean, he could say anything he wanted to. I didn't really care. I'm not going to pick anything with this guy. I mean, he's, you know.
Yeah.
This guy, the rich guy or whatever, no big deal. But that guy looked like he would, you know, pound you into the pavement or something. So he's still putting stuff in the car. And then he's like, "Oh, put that dog in the car." So he cuts the dog from him. Guy's still talking to me. Finally, he's like, "I gotta go.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, here's my number. Give it to this woman." Then he proceeds to give me weight loss tips.
What?
He gives me weight loss tips.
Oh.
Because I'm fat.
Yeah.
And he says goodbye. He gets in the back of this car, takes off.
Yeah.
He's a rich guy. He's some rich guy.
Cool.
He was going to Chicago. I'm like, where are you going? Chicago. Okay.
Yeah, this guy totally does not sound like me. That's the funny part.
Well, he was you in the sense that he was his dogged determination.
Yeah.
You know, how you get kind of stuck on something.
Yeah.
You know, standing by the bathroom at the hangar and so forth.
Yeah, true.
And he just would not let it go. And I was just like, this is the most bizarre thing I think I've ever encountered.
How bizarre.
This actually is not the most bizarre thing, but it is one of the few bizarre hotel stories that I have. So... But, I mean, this went on for probably 25 or 30 minutes.
I think you meeting the lady that shot ping pong balls out of her hoochie, I think.
Well, that wasn't at a hotel. That was at a bar.
But still.
Yeah, I was working, though.
That's got to be right up there, though.
Yeah, I was at a bar doing some work. I know it sounds weird, but that's not the first time I've done work and had to go to gay bars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I know that sounds weird too, but
I had to do work. I swear.
I was at work, and then.
I swear.
And then the one that you're referring to, I was at a bar in Columbia, getting ready to go to work there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't work at the bar. I was doing other things. I do a lot of missionary work, you know, trying to recruit, you know. And this lady was telling me about her unusual talents.
Yeah,
she could hold a bunch of quarters or something and shoot ping pong balls out of her hoo-ha. And
yeah.
For some reason, she thought that I was the person to tell all this to.
Open your mouth.
Yeah.
What?
I'm like, So yeah, that was so that was weird, but that wasn't at a hotel. Yeah. If I told you the story about the about being involved in a bit of a frou-frou at a hotel near the airport in St. Louis.
Being involved in a frou-frou?
All right, so I'm at this hotel in St. Louis for this event, and this woman walks up to me. This is, now I got to remember, this is pre-9/11.
Yeah.
Walks up to me and says, there's a bomb in the building.
Okay.
She's like, I have a bomb. It's in the building.
You don't know this lady.
I have no freaking idea. I just happened to be standing in an area that was looked like an official kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was not the official. I just was dressed nice because I was working. And so I'm like, what? You know, because I don't hear that every day.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, you don't hear that every day. Yeah.
And that's the this is the weirdest. But again, this is before 9/11, so it wasn't quite the same. So I'm like, and then she just takes off. Right?
Oh my God.
I go, ma'am, she's gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I thought my boss was there with me at the time, and I said, this lady just came up to me and told me there's a bomb in the building.
Yeah.
And he's like, holy fuck. Where is she? I'm like, I don't know. She took off. So he's like, this is bad. This is really bad. So we go and get the hotel detective.
Yeah.
Because this is a nice hotel. This is a very nice hotel. Has right. It's so nice. It has a hotel detective.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hotel, yeah.
Yeah. You got to have some cash to have a hotel detective.
Yeah.
And so he comes out. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll take a look around. But these things happen all the time. So that's all that happened. But it was the most bizarre thing.
That is bizarre. You've never told me that story.
Oh, I never have. I'm telling you, it freaked me the fuck out because, yeah. You know, I'm not the one that you want to tell these things to because I get all freaked out.
Now, what would happen if she would have said that like today, though?
Oh, my God. They would have tackled the shit out of her. I probably would have tackled her.
Yeah.
And held her, you know what I mean?
You're going to die, bitch.
Yeah, no kidding. If you got the trigger on you.
Yeah.
But back then, I mean, it wasn't as big a deal, you know what I mean? It's like, whatever. Right. But now, I mean, they would put you through the ringer, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if you're near the airport. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that would be a little bit of a...
Yeah. And but I was, the rest of the day, totally freaked out. I had to be there all the rest of the day.
It'd be funny if she would have left, like, a backpack behind or something.
They went and they looked through the tapes and they did, I don't know, they just lied to me, I think. I think the guy just went back and sat down in his office. But
it's okay. There's nothing to worry about, really.
Well, when it goes off, don't worry about it. It'll be done.
Don't worry about it, guy. Don't worry about it.
So, anyway, that's two of my weird hotel stories. The one just recently, because I don't know if this guy, I swear to God, this guy was either very wealthy.
Sure.
Or he, you know, he was connected somewhere. I don't know.
You should have hooked up. You'd be like, hey, listen, I'm not gay, but...
I still got his number, so...
Listen, you know, if there's a lot of money involved in this, I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was just a little bit, you know, odd.
Yeah.
So... I mean, the woman that I was with is a very pretty lady, you know what I mean?
But, I'll give you $1 million to sleep with your wife.
Yeah, but I mean...
Sure.
To the... Yeah, not my wife.
But sure, yeah. My wife should be right now. She's just dropping a deuce, but she's right back.
But I mean, the length of time this guy... I mean, he must have been bored or something because...
Yeah.
You know... Not that she's an ugly person or anything, but, you know, they had to be, that's what I said, it had to be like you in order to put so much time and effort into this situation, you know what I mean?
No, even I think would have been like, okay, listen.
Right. Yeah, well, I think he would have got the hint. She was not the nicest to him.
Yeah.
So, although she was telling me later that he probably was drunk, so.
Yeah, I've had many women tell me to F off, and I've taken the hint, so.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
I've actually had them say it to my face, actually, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's probably best.
Yeah, that's all right.
I think that's probably a better tactic.
Yeah, I do, too.
So, anyway, that was my weird recent hotel experience.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, sorry.
Bob's indecent proposal.
Yeah, there you go. So what's going on with you? What's going on with you?
So my dad was acting all weird on the phone like a couple days ago, right?
Wait a minute, is your dad Latino?
Yeah, he was going around, hey, how much is a girl?
Well, I do know your dad likes to hit on women because I've actually watched him in action, so.
He does, yes. He does. Yes, he does enjoy that.
Yeah. Just, hey, you're cute.
And,
what do you think of old bald men?
Yeah. You're all right. Yes, he has. I have heard him say that. True.
I got a pocket full of Viagra that says I can nail you tonight.
Yeah.
I've heard him say that.
Yeah, yes. I'm sure he has said that, I'm sure. But, you know how... you know, my family has this fantasy about certain things about me, for instance, you know, like...
That you're thin and good-looking?
Huh?
That you're thin and good-looking?
Yeah, like, my mom thinks I'm like this Jackie Chan karate expert, you know. You know, went around kicking ass on the playground. I don't remember me telling that.
Yes, I remember that.
And then, you know, my dad had this fantasy of there's, like, golden cougar ends in the car he gave me. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
So, now, a few years ago, it was kind of a... Oh, it was a, like a hand-me-down ring, I guess. It wasn't very fancy, but it was a ring that his dad had given him. And for a couple of years, my dad gave it to me.
Okay.
And, you know, he's like, you know, Miles, you don't wear that ring. I go, no, I don't, I'm not really into jewelry. And he goes, could I have it back?
I let you down. Okay.
Well, I don't, I mean, it's not.
It's pure gold. It's worth a fortune.
I'm sure this thing isn't worth more than about $40. I mean, it's not very fancy. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, his dad gave it to him, so it's very sentimental. So I said, Dad, please, have it back. It's no big deal, right?
Yeah.
That was a few years ago. So now, flash forward to like 2 days ago, I'm at home. My dad likes to call me on the weekends, you know.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm going to talk to you.
Huh?
You go, what are you doing? I'm going to talk to you for 2 minutes. That's it.
Yeah, that was it. Because, yeah, he keeps his conversations about 2 minutes on the phone.
I like my conversations like I like my sex. Quick and easy.
So I call up. He's like, Miles. Yeah? I'm looking over my renewal of my homeowner's policy.
Yeah.
Yeah? And, did I give you a $500 ring?
Yeah.
Did I give you my $500 diamond ring? I'm like, no, I mean, you gave me that little family heirloom ring, but then you took it back. You sure? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
He has some fantasy that I have, like, some diamond ring of his. I'm like, no, what? I think I would remember a $500 diamond ring, you know.
Well, maybe that thing was worth $500.
I don't know. Not the one he gave me.
Although your dad probably over-insures everything.
Oh, I'm sure. Probably.
He's so. Probably filing a claim right now.
Where is that ring?
The ring is stolen.
Where is it? That now, and then all of a sudden now he's all crazy. Your mother, she's very sick. I go, yes, I know. She is in a lot of pain, Miles. I go, right, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She keeps yelling at me. I go, yeah, there's, okay, none of this is news. Okay. I know, my mom has a bad back, you know, she's very sore. She likes to yell at my dad. She enjoys it, yes, you know. He's like, you know, that's it. She keeps it up. I'm out of here. I'll go live with my kids. I'm like, oh, great. That's all I need. My parents get a divorce after like 60-some years. You know, that's all I need, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I'm like, oh, my. He's just like totally gone off. I'm not going to put up with this, Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'll sell this house.
You're like, you can't even hear her, Dad. Be quiet.
My wife's trying to. Sorry, my wife's being rude. Sorry. This is the voice Bob does for my dad. This isn't my dad's voice, okay? This is the voice, like, Bob does his voice about my sister, like, I love that rock!
Love that rock!
And what's. Okay, do the voice of my dad that you like to do.
It's more like Jackie Mason.
Go ahead.
No! Oh, I got a ring! Miles, do you have my ring? I'm missing a $500 ring! Last time I saw it, it was on your hand, I swear to God. As Jehovah is my witness, that ring was on your fat finger.
I lost it in a poker game to a large Latino man from Chicago.
How it came off of that finger is beyond belief. It's like a tree growing around a bicycle.
So now supposedly I have all this jewelry, you know, like, what?
Not to mention the Krugerrands.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't mention that again. Where's my Krugerrands?
Now I heard, Miles, that you could do a trick with Krugerrands.
I learned it from this lady in St.
You learned it from a woman at the bar in Colombia.
Or Colombia, yeah, Colombia.
Yeah. You would hold 15 Krugerrands, I swear.
Not her coochie.
Yeah.
She could make change with her coochie.
That's right.
Like a coin machine change thing. But yeah, I don't know. He was all fired up the other day. Jeez.
You put a dollar in the G-string.
Oh, my God.
You get some tokens.
I don't know.
So is he okay? He's going to be all right?
I don't know. We said goodbye, and I was all worried about him. Yeah, he's all fired up. Man. He's all...
Oh, my Lord. Does he do this to all of your siblings? Because you have quite a few.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really talk to anyone very much, but...
Yeah.
It costs money, so I don't.
Oh, no, it doesn't. You got that deal.
No, I'm kidding. No, I don't know. We don't talk a lot, but... Yeah. I don't... Yeah, he was just all fired up.
I'm telling you, your mother... It's elder abuse, Miles. It's elder abuse. The yelling. Toilet seat up, toilet seat down. I can't keep track.
If he does give me something really expensive, I'm just going to deny it. I will deny it. You have that golden watch.
You already got the diamond ring and the Krugerrands. What more the hell do you want? You know what I mean? This poor guy.
Oh, really?
You're fleecing him.
I don't know. Yeah.
Poor bastard, come on.
Yeah.
What's he gonna do, you know? How's the guy gonna live?
Yeah, exactly.
Taking all his assets.
I don't know, yeah, it's just weird.
Miles, I believe I gave you a house last week. Do you happen to have it still?
Well, I think I told you that before. My great aunt gave me this coin once.
Okay.
That she used to travel quite a bit, and she's like, you know, I don't know if you collect coins. I'm like, no, I don't really collect coins. But she's like, well, here's a coin from the Bahamas. It's kind of cool looking.
Yeah, I collect dust. That's all I collect.
I'm like, all right, well, I'll have it. Yeah, okay. So she gives me it, like, the very next, not even 24 hours later, she's like, looking around all panicked. I go, what's wrong? She goes, I lost that coin I was going to give to my grandson.
Okay.
I go, what coin? She goes, this coin from Bahamas. It was really cool looking.
You just gave it to me.
I mean, this one? You know, you effing thief.
Yeah, you just gave it to me.
She totally forgot she had given me this thing.
Oh, nice.
I have a bunch of Indian givers in my family.
Oh, nice.
You know? Like, oh.
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know if you have that problem in your family.
No, no one ever gives me anything.
Give me back that ring.
I keep telling my mother, I go, you know, you can give a family member $10,000 as a gift with no taxes.
And how long did she laugh when you told her this?
Yeah, exactly. That's the...
there's no way.
Yeah.
God's green earth, you're getting $10,000.
That's right.
We can't afford that, but we are going on a cruise to Alaska.
There you go. That's it. I can't afford to do that. But hey, let me tell you, next month... Yep. Each year, as I said, each year, Mom, you can give the gift of $10,000 to a family member with no taxes.
No, but your dad's going to go to the Cardinals fantasy camp next spring.
Yeah.
But we can't afford the $10,000.
Right, we're not going to be giving away $10,000.
You're crazy.
This is not a game show, honey.
Yeah. Winner!
Yeah.
Joker. I love old people and money.
Yeah, no, I always like to throw that out just to be ornery.
Yeah.
Oh, she'll bring like some crap, you know, that she got 20 years ago at a roadside, you know, stand.
Here's some oven mitts.
Yeah, I'll get stuff like that, but that's about it.
You didn't want them, but your wife got them, but I made it a gift for both of you.
That's right, exactly.
Exactly. Didn't you have a story like that once?
Oh, more than once. There were several Christmases where I got pots and pans. I got bed sheets. I got, what else did I get?
The fuzzy cover for the toilet lid.
Well, no, I got Cuisinart.
There you go, Bob. You're Cuisinart.
Yeah, I got a lot of presents that were obviously not for me.
Bread maker.
Yeah, and I don't think she gave us a bread maker. Yeah. I get like socks and then something that's really for my wife. You know what I mean? It's like practical.
Days of the week underwear.
No, she would get my wife like, you know, shirts and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then she'd wrap up all the extra stuff, you know, like measuring spoons and crap like that and give it to me.
Well, I heard you like to cook.
Yeah. No, yeah. I want you to start cooking, I think, was more the...
Yeah. With the $10,000 I'm giving you.
That's right. So here's your Christmas, Bob. Book of Lifesavers. That's what I would like. Kind of.
No.
And here's some, you know, here's a year subscription to Ladies Home Journal. Thanks, Mom. Now, I kind of got back this year, although it wasn't that they gave it to my wife, but my dad bought all my Christmas presents this year.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So I got... I got a maul. You know what a maul is?
It's a tool.
It's an axe with a big, like, sledgehammer head, but it has an axe on the...
Yeah.
Yeah. For splitting wood. So my dad got me that.
That's a man's gift.
That's not only a man's gift, that's a killer's gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can kill somebody easily with one of those things.
Bob, if you ever feel like killing your mom...
Yeah. That's right.
Just remember her.
But then also I got like this organizational things for the garage, you know, like to hang up shovels and crap.
Yeah.
And I got,
Why do I picture there's like some hardware store in Decatur that's gone out of business?
Yeah, no kidding.
You go over there and get Bob some stuff. Everything's half off now.
Okay. I got a tool. I'm trying to remember what tool I... Oh, I got a... Oh, it was like a saber saw or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. He got me a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
It was all good. It wasn't the cheap stuff either. My dad, he paid that... That's a fiberglass handle on that maul, I'll tell you that right now.
Nothing but the best from my son.
Yeah, I split wood with it yesterday.
The wood splitter.
Yeah.
My son.
I got a little cool. My wife said start a fire, so I went out and split some wood and started a fire.
There you go.
So, yeah, this year was a little bit better. We'll see what happens. If my dad passes away over the next few years, then it's all going to go right back.
Yeah.
I'll get nothing. You know?
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.